I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Syrian refugees have no hope to return home, but in Lebanon's refugee camps, Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki shares.
In every attempt we do, in our food and basic hygiene supply distributions, we're trying to give some sort of a assurance that we are here with them for the long haul.
This consistency helps build trust with refugees in camps.
When that relationship of trust is built, then the refugees are asking now deeper questions. You know, you say you're Christians. What does that mean? We see something different on your faces. We see a smile on your faces. We see you people of hope, and we are living in despair.
Many refugees ask Heart for Lebanon workers for prayers and are seeking for the truth that's only found in Christ. So please pray for Heart for Lebanon's ministry and for Christ's work in these refugees' hearts. And Ahmed, a highly influential co-laborer of the gospel in Pakistan, had his third blasphemy hearing on Friday. But if he's legally acquitted, he's still not safe from his accusers, FMI's Bruce Allen.
And then last Friday, they issued a fatwa which says we renounce this apostate. They list his name and his residence. And they say he's misleading Muslim youth, converting them to Christianity. He is insulting our prophet. And then the end of the fatwa gives instructions to society at large, wherever you find him, kill him. And this is how you will embrace paradise.
Anyone who kills under the fatwa is free of consequence. Please pray for Ahmed and his family's safety and encouragement, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunga Pandite. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.